With that in mind, let's move into a meditation and hear more from Kryon. Perhaps there's some wisdom that's going to be shared to help those who are feeling discouraged. So, particularly now, if that is you and you are feeling a little discouraged, or you are feeling on the point of giving up, let's just suspend time right now. Suspend the thought of giving up on anything and just place your hands on your heart and close your eyes and take a deep breath. Allow your body to relax. Feel all the tension drain away. And I want to remind you that there is nothing to do. All you are being asked in this moment is to surrender yourself into the arms of Spirit. Feel yourself being wrapped in a bubble of benevolence, love, support, and allow yourself to accept and receive this loving support that is here for you. Allow yourself to feel connected with every other soul on the planet who has tuned in to this message. They too are supporting you and cheering you on. You can do it. You can do this. You can accept the love of God. You can do that. So just relax a little deeper. There's nothing to do. Simply sit and receive the message from Kryon and the unconditional love that is being poured forth on you now.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. We come yet again with a message that is broken into four parts, hearable by all. This will be part one of four, and the subject is different for each part. The subject for this month, for these four meetings, will be spectacular, controversial truths. Spectacular, controversial truths. Things have changed in this last year or so for the messages of Kryon. And the things that have changed the most is that more are receiving them in a different way than ever before. Whereas in an older time, the media was written, today it is less that way. And more of the media that you are seeing and hearing at the moment. Therefore, there are so many who have not heard or read the messages that have been absolutely the foundation of everything that I've wanted to give you. So to some, this is going to be a profound review of truths that have been given now for 30 years. And some will hear this for the first time. Others will hear it again, but differently. Every truth I wish to give you in these four meetings is spectacular. It is spectacular because it changes the very, I would say, foundation of who you think you are. of what you've been told. The second part is controversial to the max, because what we are going to say in these truths are not necessarily what you are taught in your culture. And so it becomes controversial to so many, in fact, most. And the third is, it's a truth, dripping with love, compassion, reality. It's a truth. The first one I wish to give you is the one that we have given you over and over. But this time, in this truth, in this message, I want you to cognize it completely. If you wish to, if you can. This spectacular truth is this. The creative source of your soul, that which you call God or Spirit, whatever name you have given, this planet of yours believes in this creative source, this God, universally almost. 80% or more of humanity believes in the afterlife. They understand that there is a soul, that there had to be a creative source of that soul. And then here come all of the doctrines that talk about how this works, how to worship it. What does God think about all these things? And there becomes a setup for a relationship or not, or knowledge, perhaps, of the creative source. Here's what I want to tell you. The spectacular, controversial truth of all time is this. This creator of your soul, this God, Spirit, this beautiful, compassionate, spectacular energy does not judge you and does not punish you. Did you hear that? Listen to that again. Beautiful creative source filled with love, all that is, that created your soul and put you in the image of itself, this creative source does not judge you, does not punish you. And yet, the majority of the doctrines of this planet have ignored the fact that God does not think like a human. God does not think at all. Thinking itself is a process that you do. God simply is an energy that is overwhelmingly forgiving and loving beyond anything that you can imagine. And what you have done instead, you being the collective you on this planet, is made God into literally a dysfunctional father. Dysfunctional, I'll tell you why in a moment, because it is much less logical or functional than you are. Listen. You've had this beautiful source creator, according to the doctrines of the planet, so many of them, put you on this planet almost as babes in the woods, give you instructions, back away, and then according to your doctrine, humanity has done something wrong. It did not obey the instructions. And so immediately, This free choice you've had has been judged according to your doctrine. Not only has that free choice been judged, but punished. So therefore, because of a dysfunction, you might say, of one or two humans in your doctrine, in the front of your story, all humanity is then going to be sent and punished to bad places. Unless, of course, you do something. And that something is then hooked to what you call the belief in masters or the belief in processes or things. So if you do certain kinds of things, you can escape the punishment. This is what you're being told and what you've always been told. Not only that, if you don't do these things, this beautiful creator of your soul, built in your image, is going to then take you to a horrible place, give you over to a devilish idea of being tortured every day, burned alive, skinned. You think that I'm making this up? Just take a look at the paintings in some of your churches depicting this. How do you make that? How do you think that makes the children feel who go into the chapels and see these paintings of the horror if they don't behave? I'm going to ask you yet again, do you think this came from God or do you think this came from men? And the answer is obvious. It's not even spiritually logical that God would set you up to punish you. Controversial? Oh, yes, because it flies in the face of almost all of the doctrines that you've ever had. Almost all of them. You better behave. It almost equates to a dysfunctional father, and that is this. As parents, Mom, let me ask you, how much do you love your children? The love of a parent for a child is the greatest love that is on the planet. It just is. Mom, if your child makes a mistake, what do? You pick them up, you wipe their tears, they try again, you give them the instructions again and again. Even a wayward child, even one who hasn't listened and goes off to do things that are awful for their lives, you love them anyway. You don't take them and look them in the eye and say, well, you failed, and because of that, I'm going to torture you now. I told you. You don't do it. Did you think the creator of the universe would do it? There are even so many stories and so many scriptures and so many allegories trying to give you the information. The prodigal son, the story, the parable, where you have one son does everything right, one son does everything wrong, and then when they get home, the father gives both of them the same party, basically. What does that tell you about that creator? Loved beyond measure, no matter what. There are those humans who say, wait a minute, there's got to be a price to pay if you're a bad person. I will tell you this, in this 3D world, as human beings, in your societies, there is. And then you handle it the way you do. But there is a grander plan that has nothing to do with what you do with free choice on the consciousness of this planet. There is a plan. There are other experiences to come in some of the other channels I'm going to give you that show you that there's a cycle here. There are ways of working the puzzle between dark and light without punishing and torturing every soul who is here who doesn't do something right. I say it again. The biggest, spectacular truth. You are loved beyond measure. You deserve to be here. Did you hear that? And you will not be punished if you don't toe the line with some kind of process or climb certain stairs or say certain words or worship some prophet. Controversial, very, very much. Do you understand the logic, the spiritual logic, that God loves you enough that when he gives you free choice, you really do have free choice? Free choice to develop this planet in any way you see without intervention at the moment of some of these choices. There are many who ask crying, why don't you tell us who to vote for? Why don't you tell us about this or that? And I will say yet again that these particular choices shape your humanity. They shape your culture. This is what free choice is all about. What are you going to do? And since 2012, you've made such a spectacular choice to stay and start the light coming up. You are loved even more than before. There is no hell, dear ones. There is no punishment, dear ones. Only love, only compassion. Controversial enough? Think about it. Spectacular. And so it is.